President Trump announced new tariffs, including 25% levies on Japan and South Korea, effective August 1st, though he signaled openness to negotiations and flexibility on the deadline. Japan's PM Ishiba called the tariffs regrettable but vowed to pursue a deal, while South Korea pledged intensified talks and Japan's negotiator Akazawa emphasized protecting agriculture. The EU is reportedly rushing to secure a 10% tariff rate with the U.S. and plans bilateral deals with the UK and Canada. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar rose after the RBA unexpectedly kept rates on hold, defying expectations of a cut, with Governor Bullock hinting at future easing based on upcoming inflation data. Elsewhere, Kevin Warsh, a potential Fed chair, criticized high interest rates, and U.S. small business optimism held steady at 98.6. German exports fell 1.4% in May, worse than expected, while President Trump promised more weapons to Ukraine amid ongoing tensions. Today's focus includes the New York Fed's inflation survey and ECB Nagel's remarks. That's all for now.